Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do?
Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, we warn you.
Welcome to Night of the Living Podcast.
I think we found the source of the banana smell.
Yeah, Amy's sniffing my armpit.
They're potassium rich.
I must be potassium.
Does it smell like bananas, Amy? Can you confirm that Freddy is the banana source?
No, he's not.
I'm not the banana source. I'm the source of a different kind
he's
of smell.
He's the source of a muskiness.
Good smell and bad smell went home for the day.
But I don't mind.
On some days when I don't use deodorant, I put my hand under my underarm and smell it. It smells oddly like a vagina sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Does your girlfriend like it? She gets in there like
you have that skirt.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. If I go a day without showering or deodorant, it's not great. But yeah, Freddie can go a few days, and I still enjoy it.
You know, I haven't worn deodorant in like 3 or 4 years.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
Ba-dum. That's just a joke. Oh, we know.
You guys haven't even seen me in 2 or 3 years.
Look, that's true.
We can see the stink lines, though.
Yeah. And there's those little cartoon flies.
I actually have Elise draw those on for me because I'm odorless and like it makes people feel bad.
Hi, Elise. I see Elise.
Speak of the devil. Yeah. She's behind you.
Yeah.
So did you stop wearing deodorant just because of the mercury or the aluminum poisoning or...
No, actually, listeners, I'm going to treat you to this. A few years ago, I got a weird thing under my arms, some bumps or hives or I don't know what they were, and gross. They were very painful.
I could just see Elise looking at you because she's probably wondering what the fuck you're talking about.
What the hell?
Oh, she helped me. She helped me make the decision.
Wait 1 second before we get to Kelly's underarm bumps. It's Hispanic Heritage Month. Our guest curator is Lewis Fowler. Hi. Yeah, there he is. And later in the show, we'll be talking about Caliman, which is a Mexican superhero movie. Actually, it's the sequel. And Amy will review The Babysitter Killer Queen for Straight to Video Russian Roulette. Now, Kelly's armpit bumps.
Oh, yeah. I just had some itchy, painful bumps.
Yeah.
And so I went to the doctor. She gave me some antibiotics, but also we talked about changing deodorants or, you know, underarm deodorant can do that, or you can develop it after a while. So I stopped using it and started using this sort of, what is it?
The crystal rocks?
The powder, it's like a baking powder, baking
like
soda.
A paste?
Cocaine?
Bacon?
Bacon?
You get them in jars.
Oh.
And I started using that, but Elise has assured me that my smell is very minimal.
Is it cooking fat?
It's cooking fat.
Is it bacon grease?
It's shortening.
Do you need some? Because I got a mug full of it next to my stove right now.
No, we keep a lot around.
Oh, okay.
We have barrels of lard.
Yeah.
And we make our own shortening.
I would also like to say that behind Kelly, there seems to be some ghosts floating around.
No shit. There were some shadows. It has to be because Elise is in the other part of the room.
She is. She's back there.
But it wasn't her, but it must have been her shadow from a light. But it was ghostly. It was ghostly.
Kelly, I wish you were here to smell my armpits.
I wish that too.
They're quite nice. They're very manly.
It's a very weird, it's a musky...
We don't have
je
to.
Ne sais quoi.
I wish you guys could be here to smell my armpits so you could finally smell what a vagina smells
finally.
Like.
Finally.
I wish I could smell Lewis's vagina armpits. These are
Lewis, wipe it down with a napkin and then send it to us.
Put it in the mail.
Oh, yeah, just mail it to Andy.
Oh, and then we can give it away as a patron, like incentive.
God, you
and
guys...
Maybe I'll get some hairs on there for him, too.
Yeah. You should smell my crotch right now.
Amy, smell his crotch.
Well, no, that's going a little too far.
Don't go. Don't do that. You don't want
That's your husband.
I mean, I'd do it if it would save his life.
That's why she won't do it.
Yeah.
She knows what's going on downstairs.
Smell his dick, Amy. Remember, like the song says.
I'm so dirty right
when
now.
When was the last time you showered?
It was day before yesterday. Did I shower yesterday? I don't think I did.
No.
No, it was day before yesterday. It's all blur.
Yeah.
If I was living with a woman and the possibility of lovemaking might occur at any moment, I would take a shower twice a day.
Yeah.
At any moment.
You know what happened, though? That backfires on you. Then your skin all dries out and you get fissures.
You lubricate your skin with many oils.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And luxurious.
You know, but then what happens if you shower? And you don't, then it doesn't happen. And then you fucking showered for no reason.
You know what? there's always a reason. Always a reason.
Is that the only reason to shower, Kelly? The possibility of sex?
Yeah. Well, not that. I mean, that's not a thing over here. But yeah, I mean, we.
Not over here.
Kelly means that that's not a precondition.
It's not a precondition.
He doesn't mean that sex is not a thing before people
it
ask.
Is very much a thing here.
Yeah.
But
Kelly and Elise are like John and Yoko. They're exactly very much like deeply in love.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on a spinning heart-shaped bed, nude.
We protest things by sitting down.
Yep.
And staying in bed.
They enjoy each other's bodies. It's nice.
I miss you guys like crazy, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't been close enough to smell you both in so long.
Are you guys still in Cincinnati?
Yeah. They're up the street. I could walk there in 2 minutes.
Yeah, but
That's just laziness.
Extra caution, just being extra cautious.
COVID, baby.
I don't see anyone or do anything.
Can I just say that Andy's username in the Zoom meeting right now is Fezident Evil, and he's wearing a fez.
It's pretty great.
Well, Kelly's is Kelly, man.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, man. Oh, my God. I just got what that was so play on.
Yeah, it's an homage to the hero of our film.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of Ocean Man.
You're always thinking about Ocean Man.
I am, to be fair.
Indeed.
Oh, patreon.com/NOTLP. Origins will be a little late. And that's all I have to say about that. Those look like comfortable shoes.
Sorry, patrons. That was on me.
Oh, Kelly, what a fun mug.
It is really fun.
What is it?
Is that your Hispanic Heritage Month mug?
Oh, no. It's a skull. We'll say yes. Because I got it specifically for this, we'll say, even though
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, man.
I heard that wink.
I was just going to say that, you know, I think for future, if we do this again in the future, say that the world doesn't end this year and we do this again next year.
Yeah.
I think we have to start calling it Latinx.
Latinx. Yes.
Because they're officially making the change because they don't want the European Hispanics to co-opt this. So I think that we should if this happens again next year, God, I hope so.
Yes.
Latinx Heritage Month.
It'll be Latinx.
Yeah. I'll be a handmaid from the Handmaid's Tale, but it'll happen.
Yeah. And if Trump has his way, he's going to ban all references to Hispanics or Latinx anyway.
Well, yeah.
I'll see you at the camps, Lewis.
Yeah. Well, if you're there, it'll be the best camp ever. Aww. It'd be like summer camp, except we're enslaved.
It'll be like Salute Your Shorts.
I do like the fact that that Amy says she's going to be a handmaid.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be an aunt.
Oh, I haven't read the book or watched the show. I was just trying to be cool and make a point about how my womanhood is now up for grabs, and my autonomy over my body is now up for grabs.
You're going to be a hand model.
The handball's tail.
Zawo.
What an odd dystopian future where women are forced to be hand models.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? Another dated reference for you, Goldfinger. Anybody? Gold member, I mean.
Things could be worse.
That's
I just have to model hands.
You know, and if it's not like women, no one else, I mean, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bite my fingernails and it's going to be a real to-do.
Well, they're not going to let you do that. You're going to be sent to the camps.
I got a hangnail right now. God damn it. They're going to fucking shoot me and put me in a pit.
Yeah. God damn Amy, it. You can't bite yourself. You bite your way out of the camps.
No.
I can't.
So
you're gonna have to get manicures every day from Asian women.
And you're gonna have to make you have to go to the pits to make lotion for people with hand lotion.
For people with hands.
Well, people with better hands.
Better hands.
You're in better hands.
Less blue collar hands.
So Amy and I have been watching, or I don't know if we finished it, Beef House. Have you seen this?
I don't know, Tim Eric thing.
Yeah, it's their sitcom. They're like,
no, I haven't seen it, but I saw the trailer. It looks pretty funny.
There's an episode where I always mix up which one's Tim and which one's Eric. It's Tim, right? The blonde.
Are we Tim's talking about the diarrhea?
The short guy.
Yeah.
Eric's the tall guy.
Okay. Tim has he's constipated real bad. Mm-hmm. But
is this one of the prunes?
Well, prunes are
they're part of it, but there's a prune shortage.
There's a prune shortage.
So this is a new Tim and Eric show. I didn't know.
Yeah, that. And it's really funny. This episode in particular with the constipation, and he's worried that if he gets in warm water, like he won't take a warm bath because he's afraid it'll explode. And then the hot neighbor, quote unquote hot neighbor, invites him over to be in the hot tub. But he's like he convinces them to like run a hose in through the jets that he could put into his anus. So when he hits the hot water and he relaxes and he can shit, the hose will run to their house into their toilet and he can still, you know, get romantic.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. And let's just say the hose wasn't long enough and it has hilarious results.
It looks like a big old cup of coffee at the end.
It's the best. I mean, not the best. It's the funniest thing I think I've ever seen. And I almost died. I almost died laughing.
No, he didn't.
Well, speaking of TV shows, you know, it's funny because I don't know if it's last week or before, I saw Bill and Ted Face the Music, the best movie I've seen this year. I just started watching. I think Cobra Kai is like the best show I've seen this year.
I keep hearing that. I haven't seen it yet.
It is so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Since it came out.
You actually care about Johnny.
Yeah.
And it's so good. I mean, it's really kind of like,
if you could see Lewis right now, he was shaking his hands in the air.
I'm like five episodes into it. I'm just like, wow, this show is really good. It keeps the spirit of the movies.
Yeah.
It also kind of like shows what just total assholes teenagers are today.
God, they're the worst.
They've always been assholes.
Yeah, maybe always.
Yeah, but if you watch this show and you'll see how like there's a special kind of assholes that the teenagers have become today.
Special assholes.
Yeah.
Special teenage assholes.
But so I'm saying, if you haven't watched it yet, check out Cobra Kai. This show was just great.
Yeah, we need to revisit. Amy is not fresh on the Karate Kid, and I want an excuse.
How fresh do I need to be?
Watch it again?
My girlfriend. She's around the same age as I am, but she never watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure or Karate Kid. So I had to just watch stuff by myself because you know. Yeah, you are sure the first parts,
right?
But yeah, so I know what boat you're in, Freddie. It sucks that I don't have a partner who can enjoy your current.
Yeah, our tastes are pretty similar for the most part, but then we diverge on certain things, and it's like black and white, where she's like, "What? That was stupid."
What?
Like Beef House?
Beef House. She likes Beef House.
I like Beef House, but again, anything Tim and Eric, I have to be.
Hi.
Maybe.
Amy was looking for a different kind of word. She's like,
altered.
I need my perception slightly altered. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is objectively funny, though, no matter what.
High can mean a lot of things.
A hot tub
video. Yeah, I'm just high on life. If I'm good and high on life, then I love Tim and Eric.
She has to watch it in the mountains or on a plane.
Or on ketamine.
In the city of Denver.
In the city.
In the city of Denver.
You keep it rocking.
Ooh, Andy.
What?
He's whipping his fez back and forth.
He whips his fez
back and forth. I'd like to think my fez is a tassel nipple.
Oh, is that a
shirt?
Is it a tassel nipple? A nipple tassel?
Did you make that fez out of construction paper?
Yes, I did. It has
gosh, Andy. Oh.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, Andy, let me ask you, did you use your graduation tassel for the ribbon?
Yes, just for this bit. No, I don't have my graduation cast.
Did that come off a curtain?
Well, they come off your rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Well, as a crafter, crafters just have things laying around, and I just happen to have tassels.
He's crafty.
I like that behind you of lying around three different food containers.
Yeah, Andy, what's back there? Do we need to come over there and stage an intervention?
Is there pizza on a bagel behind?
Are you hoarding?
I was having my leftover wings.
Leftover wings.
My leftover Donatos.
Yeah, but do you have a refrigerator?
They're empty.
Oh God. All right.
I can't bring this 1 ounce box down. It's so hard.
My God.
Take leftover wings.
It's just the pandemic. You know how it's just getting to you?
I do, yeah.
It's not because I was lazy before.
The
pandemic.
I bet if Andy panned his camera down to this floor, there's just like 2 feet of thick food packages.
It's just those yellow McDonald's cheeseburger wrappers up to his knees.
It's nothing but tons of little Debbie wrappers, actually.
He jumps into that like Scrooge McDuck's money vault.
Do I need to come get Guapo and bring him to a safe space?
He's under there somewhere.
No, he likes the smell of the rotten food. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to, before I forget.
I picture Andy coming to his room and jumping in the trash like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Great minds.
Life is like a hurricane here in Andy's room.
I hope they don't have the pandemic in Duckburg. I hope they're doing fine.
I hope they do have the pandemic in Duckburg and those burglar dogs died.
So I wanted
they were hooked up to ventilators.
Before I forget, I wanted to do the mailing list raffle that we're doing for Robert Ottoni's newest collection, Her Infernal Name and Other Nightmares. Last week, Amanda won. This week, if you sign up for our mailing list, just go to notlp.com, look for the Dracula Samp, and you can sign up there. And this week, number 70 on our list.
But number one in our hearts.
Emily, I wonder if she won the last one.
She did.
What a quinky dink. Well, Emily.
She's building a collection.
I am going to send you both a message, but I'm sure you both have each other's information still. What are the odds of that happening?
Weird.
I could tell you specifically, but
don't.
It's better to leave it a mystery.
It's not.
So we'll be sending you Robert Ottoni's book along with some of my trash.
Mm-hmm.
And just some get it out of this house.
We gotta get it out of this house. His dog is a corgi mix. He's short. He can't be trying to navigate trash on the floor. He'll die there. He'll die.
Just look out for me on Hoarders. I'll be in look for flat. For flat cats.
Mm-hmm.
Let the guapo hit the floor.
They're going to go through all of your empty food containers and go, keep? Trash. Sell?
I don't know. That's my collector's. That's the collector's spicy chicken man nugget box.
It is new. Yeah.
It's not puffy yet.
Oh, I had them, Andy.
Oh, what'd you think? Did you love them?
I liked them. They're no Wendy's.
Okay. Spicy I know they're nugs. Not... They're not like spicy, but they're just enough spicy to tide you over.
I think if you're looking for like primo spicy nuggets, it's Wendy's all the way. But the McDonald's will do in a pinch.
Yeah.
Yes. In case anybody was wondering.
I like those spicy nugs. You guys want to do
I've had them 3 times since last week, so dear I've God. Had them.
You're more nugget than total. Man now.
Mm-hmm. He's a nugget of a man.
Are you going to have more tonight? Are you thinking about it right now?
I have some saved. Like, look.
Oh, you is have that some is? Back there?
No. No, I don't. I'm going probably disturbing. After
sex. Oh, are there feral raccoons in your room?
Raccoons are so cute, though.
That's Andy's spirit creature. Is a dumpster diving raccoon.
They have very clean hands, though.
Yeah, they're so adorable.
I love them. Yeah, I love them.
You can have them. Yeah. Not in the house or as pets.
So you can't have them.
You can't have them.
Is he a Mayan or is he a nugget?
He's a spicy nugget.
He's a nugget of a man.
Well, cool. Very
okay.
cool.
Do you guys want to do roulette?
Yeah.
You want to get dangerous?
Let's do
let's
it.
Get
Why
dangerous.
Not?
Let's get dangerous. We'll do it together.
Like Darkwing Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, boys and girls. It's time for Straight to Video Russian Roulette.
The worst part is nobody believes me. Growing up is worse than a near-death experience. I can confidently tell you that. Because 2 years ago, my babysitter and her friends tried to kill me. The worst part is nobody believes me. And now everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I miss her.
You're a weird little dude with a crush on a murderous, fictitious babysitter. We just gotta get you laid.
That's your advice?
That's what the f*** just came out of my mouth, man.
You're my best friend.
You're not crazy. It's this place. We're all going to the lake this weekend. Just come with me.
I already took my dad's car. It's just you and me.
We're back! You okay? You look like you've seen a gorgeous black ghost.
Don't worry, guys. I'm good.
Where's Sonya?
Getting cookies.
I watched you all die.
We are dead. Duh.
Clearly, you guys are into some heavy cosplay. Just leave it be.
Ow! Oh, shit!
Oh, no! It's all gonna get done again!
Update me on the Psycho Breakfast Club.
Basically, they're a blood cult, and they made a deal with the devil.
And they only have 3 hours to complete the ritual.
We could hide out till sunrise.
We finish this, we have to go back down to Limbo.
I love you, Cole.
Could this night get any more erotic?
Hey, Coley.
You're my kill of the night.
I get killed first. That's some post-Jordan Peele era horror movie progress.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hold on, I gotta unmute the boys there.
Unmute those boys.
You guys are good now.
McGee.
You're good boys.
They're excellent boys.
I like a McGee joint because I like bright colors and quick cuts and fun action.
And the alluring teen sexuality of Bella Thorne.
Mm-hmm. So what I did was I watched The Babysitter, the first movie first, and then went right into the sequel since I hadn't seen the original movie and I thought it would probably be a good idea. And I think it is a good idea for anybody who hasn't seen The Babysitter to watch that first.
I would say it's necessary even.
Yeah. Would you?
It's required by law.
Yeah, because everything in the sequel is set up in the first movie.
So is your face.
That's true. That's where my face started.
But I also think the sequel suffered from me being that close to the original, because the original is so good.
Too close. Yeah.
It's too good. The sequel isn't as good, but still a shit ton of fun.
Yeah, I agree. I watched it with her.
But, you know, it's the kid from the original and he's a grown up now and nobody believes him about what happened, which is kind of insane.
A grown up.
Well, he's grown up. He's, I think, probably 16, 17.
Post-pubescent.
Yeah. He is 16, going on 17.
That. He nobody believes him, and his parents are worried about his mental health. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure there are dead people to deal with. So is it as simple as going, well, we just don't believe you, and then everybody just goes about their normal life? Like, I don't understand. If you remember from the first one, there were dead cops. There was a car driven through the house. Like...
Right.
There's a lot.
And they didn't address
there.
Any of that, like where, how that might have occurred.
Well, they did. Yeah. Because there was that moment where Ken Marino's character, who plays the dad,
yeah,
says to Leslie Bibb, the mama,
yeah,
Do you think it's possible our son really did all this stuff?
Yeah, but I think I'm more talking about the fact that he's out walking around.
That he's not locked up?
Nobody was punished in any way.
Oh, yeah.
I see. You're confused as to how there are no consequences for all of that mayhem.
Right.
Like, if they don't believe him, they should blame it on him.
Yeah, missing teenagers, so on and so forth, right?
And lock him away forever.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, obviously, I don't want somebody to be unjustly convicted. Well, I don't, Kelly. I don't want anybody to think I do. God damn it.
Then you should stop wearing t-shirts that say, I wish people would be unjustly convicted. Okay.
You're right.
That's a poor catchphrase.
Yeah.
And a very long bumper sticker.
You're right. Everything about me and all of my causes. Wrong.
Just go with the simple, all lives matter.
All lives matter. Any hoosies. So he is stuck in this kind of world where everybody bullies him. And nobody believes him.
You know, he wears a three-piece corduroy suit every day.
So, buddy, that's...
So he's kind of asking for it.
That's... Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want anybody to be bullied for their choices.
Did you see the way he was dressed?
He wears it every day.
I think he's the same one in his life.
Is it the same suit?
It looks to be the same.
It's that or he has a closet full of corduroy three-piece suits.
Brown.
So he's either a cartoon character, he's not washing his clothes... Mm-hmm. Or he has a closet full of the same suit.
One of those things.
One of those.
Okay, well, in his defense, there was always that one kid in high school that always dressed like that.
The suit kid.
The suit kid.
He carried a briefcase to school.
Yeah, he always had the
everybody
suit kid.
Everybody knew one of those.
I know because I was that kid.
Oh, no.
I was a briefcase kid.
Were you really?
Him.
Yeah.
Let's bully him.
Was that your lunchbox?
No, my lunchbox is my lunchbox.
Did you have a combination lock?
Was my briefcase. No, and actually it was an old briefcase that I just found, on Big Trash Day.
Yeah.
So every time I took it to school, the locks would come off and just everything would fall out.
Mm-hmm. but your lunchbox was an L.A. Law lunchbox.
L.A. Law.
It was just Larry Drake on the phone, Corbin Burnson.
It was more just a whole tribute to the film, the Stephen Bochco in general.
See, I was bullied for other things, so I always enjoyed suit guy and briefcase kid.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, take the heat.
Yeah.
So we've got a briefcase guy. No, he didn't have a briefcase. Anyway, he's just, you know, he's miserable and unhappy. And the girl from the original one, his like neighbor that he made out with in the movie, she's like, hey, we're going to the lake this weekend. Why don't you come with us and just get away for a little while? So he decides to do that and kind of runs away and does that. So his parents don't know where he's going, blah, blah, blah. Then there's this new girl, and she's like from a juvie.
She's edgy.
She's edgy, and her hair's funky. And she's
totally punk.
Yeah. She kind of shows up and has this storyline that kind of intersects with his in a very, I thought, not very well done way.
Oh yeah, just from the storytelling itself can be a little bit sloppy in these movies, but it's enough fun that you don't care.
Yeah. But doesn't that fit that style of movie? It's kind of the whole movie is kind of over the top and ridiculous, so shouldn't have ridiculous contrivances like that.
I guess it just played a little stupid for me, but it was fine. It didn't, you know, ruin any, you know, my enjoyment of it, but it just kind of underscored how not as great.
Do you know where this was filmed? Because it was like beautiful.
It looks like a place like Lake Havasu or one of those like party lakes in Texas or something.
Because it has cliffs, canyons.
Maybe.
I thought it looked like Lake Havasu to me.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't even look it up.
It's gorgeous.
Well, according to the trailer, Amy, it said that it's basically a whole new team of people taking over someone else's sort of idea. So I'm not surprised that it's kind of like not as strong.
Yeah, different
sort of all over the place. Like, you know, it's supposedly, I guess, that Duffield person, you know, kind of did the original, or I don't know if he directed it also, but
Mick G directed both of them, right?
Yeah, that dude was the writer, but he did not write the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the deal with this movie is that the first one was a surprise hit for him. So they realized that it was funny and people got the joke. So for the second one, they kind of like overdone the joke and went balls out comedic with it. And I think it's kind of like the only real thing that kind of hurt the movie was the jokes weren't as funny as the first one, but there were more of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would
you
definitely
almost, you
agree.
Needed more of them because they weren't as good, like to shore it up.
There you go.
Well, it looks like the same exact movie as the original. I mean, they brought the original cast back and
it's very similar. So
did they do anything new with it?
Bella Thorne still gets...
She's wearing pants in this one.
She's wearing pants
instead of a skirt.
That's the, what a difference.
I know.
Yeah. They bring in the dad of...
Yeah, Ken Marino.
Has a bigger... Not just Ken Marino, but the friend's dad.
Yeah.
Who reminds me of our friend Casey from Bloody Good Horror quite a bit.
So I thought that was a plus for this movie, is more Ken Marino is always a good idea. But it was still a lot of fun, and I still recommend people watch it. I was just saying it's not as strong, and I like literally watched them back to back.
Did you guys ever see this big G movie that came out between this one called The Rim of the World?
No.
Mm-hmm. It came out between this one and The New Babysitter. It's about a bunch of kids at a summer camp who learned that Earth's going to be invaded, and they have to stop the invasion.
Huh. I never even heard of it.
Yeah, The Rim of the World. It's not as crazy, maybe, sir, but it's all fun too. It really is.
So you think
80s.
Not
Stranger Things irritating 80s, but it's more like
it's not forced 80s like Stranger Things.
Exactly, oh, it's exactly, set. It's set in the 80s.
No, but it feels.
Oh,
like
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So when McGee was talking to his agent about that movie, do you think they referred to it as the Rim Job?
If he didn't, then I don't want to be his friend.
No, I don't either.
He's like, yeah, I need to talk to you about the Rim Job when you're done with the babysitter. Ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, that's double Zawa. You earned your money this week.
Thank you, sir. I like to make a comedy pound cake, pound a babysitter, pound a Rim Job, pound of butter.
That's rich.
So, The Babysitter, Killer Queen. Good. I recommend.
Mm-hmm. The kid,
well.
The lead actor reminds me a lot of River Phoenix. If you're a River Phoenix fan.
I also like to recommend the song Killer Queen.
Yeah, great song.
Great song.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's in the movie.
It does play in the movie.
They play a Queen song in both movies.
It's my favorite Queen song.
Really?
It is.
I'm torn on mine. I love Seven Seas of Rye quite a bit.
Mine's a Kind of Magic.
That's a good one.
Also good. Yeah.
It's the Kind of Magic.
Celebrate their entire collection.
Well, yes,
personally.
You do. Yeah. All right. Well, that's my my 2 cents. And then some other people's 2 cents. Well, thank you, Kellyanne. Kellyman banana.
Kellyman.
Day like come.
Mm-hmm.
Go home. Oh, okay. Sorry. We're going to crank it.
Lewis, do you want us to include you in this?
It will roulette.
It'll be feedback.
No.
Oh, you would have to come back.
Yeah.
Never mind. Sorry.
Well, I was going to come back for next week, I thought.
Yeah, next week is listener feedback and news, so we won't have a roulette segment.
Okay, my bad.
Fourth wall.
I made it confusing.
Yeah. After next week, we can pack you away to next year.
Yeah.
We'll put you in the box
next year.
With the mothballs.
we'll put you away where Andy stores his empty food containers.
On the floor.
Under a bunch of yellow paper.
Within hand's reach at all times. Next to the flat cat.
Do you eat just the cheese that came on your Lewis, or do you also go after the cheese that stuck to the paper that your Lewis came in?
Oh, Freddie, you're up first. We're going to crank this Jack in the Box. Let's see what happens. Time to pass it to Kelly. Your turn to crank.
It's Kelly's turn to crank it.
I love cranking it.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things.
When Kelly cranks it?
I guess this could only mean one thing.
It only means one thing. Andy?
Oh, Andy.
Andy
jacked.
I am Dracula.
Yes, you are.
Did I lose?
You did lose.
Are you sure about that? You went chest again?
What?
What am I watching, Amy?
I didn't get what was happening just then. It's on Hulu. It's a movie called Trick. And here's the description. Every Halloween since Trick massacred his classmates at a party, a mass killer reappears to kill innocent people in increasingly terrifying ways.
Ooh, increasing terror. I love that.
Do you think these killers keep a little notebook in their nightstand where they're like, rope, round eyes?
In the early 2000s, was there a movie called Trick about a male prostitute starring?
It was starring Nev Campbell's brother, I think.
Whose brother?
I think
Nev Campbell.
Oh.
Wasn't also the one directed by Nicolas Cage?
I don't know.
Well, this is definitely not that.
But who's that guy that's in a Pineapple Express?
Seth Rogen?
No, the other guy.
James Franco.
Yeah, it's got James Franco in it, I think.
Oh, that makes sense. I could see playing a male prostitute.
Am I dreaming about this movie?
Yeah, there is a gay movie in the 90s called Trick, but I don't remember James Franco.
No, this trick has Jamie Kennedy in it.
Is Nev Campbell's brother named Stev Campbell?
Oh, my God.
What an uncreative family.
What if his name's Steve and her name's really Neve?
Stev.
She's too polite to have corrected anyone all these years.
Jeff.
She's super nice.
It's Nevy. Nevy Nash.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
Well, Zawo, Kellyman.
Kellyman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
It's Adam and Neve, not Adam and Steve.
We'll be right back. This week's main attraction, I'm not playing a trailer because I couldn't find one.
All right.
Kalimán en el siniestro mundo de humanon. Now I'll let Lewis say it the right way.
It basically translates to Kalimán in the sinister world of humanon.
Humanon.
You say QAnon?
QAnon. The mysterious. Yeah. It's the mysterious world of QAnon.
God. If you're a listener and you're into Q...
Trailer Park Scientology.
So this movie, came out in 76?
Yes.
It's the sequel to Kalimán el Hombre
Incredible.
El Hombre Incredible.
Because the way it's spelled here, is Increíble.
Increíble.
Increíble. Thank you.
Increíble.
Increíble. Damn. I need to.
This was 76?
Learn more.
Yeah.
I thought this was like 72.
72. Well, the first one came out in 72.
It says here on the back of mine, 70. Four.
Split the difference, I guess.
It was 75.
Wait, well, it's definitely in the 70s.
Before we move on, I need to know the exact
date. This movie was when I watched The Babysitter Killer Queen, I made sure to watch the first one. I actually kind of had fun not knowing what the fuck was going on in this one and just kind of make it up our own thing. And we got pretty close, I think.
Did your copy, I'm sure there's probably tons of bootleg copies of this all over the internet. Did you guys have subtitles on it?
We had to turn them on as closed caption on ours.
Closed caption didn't even come up on mine. I literally had to watch this completely in Spanish and it made it so much entertaining. It made it so great to watch.
How fluent are you in Spanish?
Mildly, but not great. Yeah.
So,
I understood for the most part what they were saying, except this is a whacked out movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be some straight superhero movie. This is completely whacked out. And Freddie, you told me that it reminded you of the 66 Batman.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking like in the 60s, Lorenzo Simple. Took a bunch of acid and went to Mexico, ayahuasca, Mexico, and wrote this Kalimán movie. This is an insane movie.
It is insane.
I'm in love with it, honestly. Like, ever since we've watched it, I've spent like a lot of time looking up like panels and covers of the comic book.
Tickled him.
So, what it started as a radio show, right?
Radio show, then a comic book, and a couple of movies.
Yeah, and then there was some. It would have. We may all know who Kalimán is if it weren't for like the whole legal battle, right? Like that kind of
because in the 70s Marvel Comics sued this Mexican comic company because El Hombre Incredible sounds too much like the Incredible Hulk.
So Marvel, you assholes.
That was a dick move.
But since 2015, like the creators or whoever owns the rights, I shouldn't say the creator, has been in negotiations with Disney and Marvel to bring it back. So hopefully that'll happen, because it's very much Marvel's Batman in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
it's like,
well, that was a thought I kept having when we were watching it, we had a lot of fun with this. But I kept thinking, like, I wonder if this is sort of like a Marvel movie of its time, like and in its context, you know, like this, because it actually looked like they had a little bit of budget going on. So,
I mean, there was very little superhero movies in the '70s, you know, especially adaptations. And I don't know. I think for a, it was probably the Batman of the Mexican, you know, theaters, because it was a big hit. So,
yeah. And it's got a cult following. Like, you can get merchandise and everything still. It's just not popular here. It's just really popular in Spanish speaking countries.
I feel I need to see the first movie, because I need to know what Caliman is. Like, I was kind of confused. Is he like a Batman type, or does he have powers?
Okay, when the comics first started, it was more of what's the kid's name?
Selene's
story. Because Caliman was training him to be next Caliman. But over time, it became more about Caliman. And basically, he's like the descendant of pharaohs of Egypt, reincarnated. He's got like super strength, super mind powers. He's super smart, got ESP, all that stuff.
And he can jump.
And he very rarely uses weapons except for a small blade he keeps tucked into his belt. He's dressed all in white except for a white cape that's got a red inlay on it. And he wears the those turbans with a K on it. And I think one of the best things about this movie is not only right when the movie starts, you have a jaunty kind of rumba theme as the plane goes down. You know, do. And then all of a sudden, it's like 10 minutes of Caliman walking on the beach, driving a car.
Yeah.
You know, well, the credits lasted for 15 minutes.
He was just chilling out and enjoying where he was.
It was Rio de Janeiro, right?
More credits popped up. Yeah. I thought we'd gotten past it. And then like four more names came up. I was like, oh, cool.
Those guys came onto the project late.
Yeah. I had no idea when the movie started. I think I'm still watching it.
I keep waiting for Annie to throw that kid over his shoulder when he's done.
Was the villain Humanon? Is that the villain?
It's the
the
place they were at.
Oh, okay. Because I like the guy who had the red pointy hat and the Jim Jones sunglasses. Hat,
yeah. He was an intimidating villain.
He was a great villain. Like the whole lair that they had.
They had for a kids movie. We had a lot of real crazy parts, like the girl who takes off the belly dancer girl takes off the
what mask, was that, you know, even like
Shamara.
Okay.
Yeah. How great was that?
I was so confused at that, because spoiler, that thing went nowhere.
She took it off. Did it freak you out a bit? The way the mouth was like
rotten. Yeah.
Explanation of why it was that like that.
Yeah, this lady is with Caliman when he first gets to Rio. And then it's this insinuation that she's sort of a villain and sort of working for the bad guy.
Yeah, and sort of kind of seducing him too.
And kind of,
he's like, no, I don't do that.
No,
I don't need this intercourse from you.
I don't need this intercourse.
I wear these tight white pants with no underwear.
I walk around with this child constantly.
Yes, but it's not for you.
Is straight ace.
Yeah.
He also catches her in a lie.
Yeah, so she's this sort of villainous, sort of conflicted character, and then later she's kind of confronting the villain, like, I'm going to fucking kill you because of what you did to my husband. She's been wearing a face covering. I mean, she says it's because of her religion, and so Lean, this little kid, fucking nails it. He's like, doesn't stop her from showing off everything else because she's wearing a fucking bathing suit.
Yeah.
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 But then the villain takes her face covering off and her mouth, and like there's a horrible
Freddy Krueger situation.
Her lips are gone and everything's burnt.
Good makeup effect, actually.
Yeah.
She got zombie mouth.
Well, then there's the second twist.
The second twist.
It's a face covering.
It's not her real mouth, and she takes that off. I want that as a mask to wear to Kroger.
Yeah. Well,
I like, she's very responsible because she was wearing two masks.
She doubled down. Do you feel like she was kind of like, did she remind anybody else of like a Bond girl kind of?
Oh, very much. Very much.
Yeah. Like that
she
whole
like Raquel Welch kind of.
Yeah. She was pretty fine. Pretty fine.
I was like this movies when they go to, Humanon. They're like, there's like these primitive man beasts.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're in the villain's lab. He opens up these curtains and there's like a bunch of heads in boxes.
And what?
Like the professors.
It's very Island and Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And the villain has a little little person. Wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little people.
Well,
in this movie.
There were little people and then people who were borderline little people too. Like who were maybe just a little too tall to be considered a little person, you know? Yeah. But like the guy, I'm thinking of the guy who looks like
the capering fool guy.
Yeah, the capering guy who looks like that safari cartoon character who has the monocle.
The guy in the suit, the general suit running around.
Yeah,
yeah, he looks like a Wild Thornberry character, maybe, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because
I thought he looked like the mad scientist from Robot Chicken a little bit.
Yeah, that too.
Because you're not, you know, maybe this was clear, but it wasn't clear to me why Kalimann was in Rio, who these people he was talking to. I guess there was a congress of psychology he was supposed to go to.
Well, that's
none
of your damn business why he was in Rio.
Right. And you're right.
Yeah, it was for the congress of psychology.
Whatever that means.
Or psychiatry, which was
it? Because she was reading a book called Applied Genetics or something.
Yeah, something about genetics.
Yeah.
Then there's this thing about her husband being missing, and Kalimann just keeps getting like involved. And then all of a sudden they're at the lair in the middle of the jungle with Humanon.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing that kind of confused me was the medallion that had lights on it. And that guy who floats up to his,
the Zombietronics.
The zombie.
Yeah. Who floats up to the window and hypnotizes him. Then immediately his head explodes and he falls to the ground.
Yeah. So Humanon or whatever his name is, he has these zombie things that don't wear pants. They are like, this is my underwear, and you're going to deal with it. I'm a zombie.
They're snug undies, too.
And so he's got zombies. He's got just his regular run-of-the-mill capering fools.
He's got his,
like General,
his little Zelda Rubinstein-esque wife.
He's got...
That's what Elise thought for a second. That might really be Zelda Rubinstein.
She looked like her.
No, yeah. Zelda Rubinstein, I think, is
bigger. She's bigger than that. Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And also, too, the kid gets trapped alive in a... grave.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's in that
mausoleum,
like the crypt. Yeah.
Which was unnecessary, I think.
Yeah.
They could have just put him anywhere, but they decided.
It was interesting though to stick him in a crypt.
I like the set, but everything was unnecessary.
My favorite part of the movie,
plans though, were not well thought out.
My favorite part of the movie though is the constant use of stock footage for the animals.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
They're pointing at something. It's like a big snake, you know, around a tree, and then the obviously tortured, kept monkey. They're, you know, making dance and everything.
Oh, that poor monkey. There was at one point he was jacking off.
Yeah. Did you notice
that?
Well,
that's what you guys said.
Oh, that monkey was jacking off.
I think you were putting something on that monkey that wasn't there.
No, that monkey was jacking off.
That was a nod to the fans of the comic book.
That was for the fans of the comic. There are a lot of monkey masturbation.
That's an Easter egg.
One of the things I liked was... There seemed to be this running theme, especially through the beginning, where Kalimann and also various other officials, it seemed like there was a lot of people telling other people not to talk about things and to just kind of shh, be quiet. Yeah. There's a lot of people being told to be quiet.
Yeah.
In different situations. And after like the third or fourth time, I found that very hilarious.
Okay. But here's the thing. I was still confused as to why they were attacking Kalimann and kidnapped him. Was he on to something?
He got involved.
Were they going to take his brain? And he said he was going to turn him into a zombietronic.
Oh, he'd be like King Zombietronic.
Zombietronic.
Right?
Like from what I gather,
this movie, it was so
from
silly.
From what I gather, like Kalimann was going to the conference, and the Humanon, the villain, just sicked his zombietronics on him. For some reason, but I don't know why.
Well, I think it was opportunistic. Yeah. You have a hero like Kalimann, and he's going to be in Rio, and you're in Rio, and you're a supervillain.
Right.
And you have electronics. You're like, look at this. Yeah. It couldn't be more perfect. So let's get face lady in there.
Yeah.
And make her see, like, we're going to
see Kelly gets it.
And then, and then we're going to lure Colleen on. We're going to kidnap his little friend several times.
Andy, when the penguin would say to his henchmen, bring me Batman, did you ever go, why does he want Batman?
Okay, but I have to say, like, the not knowing added to the charm of the movie.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Because in context, nothing made sense.
But I feel like I followed it real well until they got to the lair.
Yeah. No, I think once they got to the lair, then I was like, okay, now I get it.
I know the plot doesn't matter, but it was just a lot of questions.
Why did that man have either black skin under his shirt? The one henchman for the Humanon?
Yeah.
I think it was fur.
Was it fur? Yeah.
Could be.
I couldn't tell.
Because wasn't he supposed to be like a Mexican dog man or something? You're saying like,
well, they did.
They were like a half man, half beast.
Yeah. I think he was one of his test subjects.
He kept calling him mutants. Yeah. You know, in the, he translated, he kept saying mutants. Right. So I think he was trying to, I think it was kind of a play on the whole Olive and Dr. Moreau, like Andy said.
Yeah, because that guy, it's funny at first when you just see this guy in the movie. You don't know he's a bad guy yet and that he's furry. But he's wearing gloves and turtlenecks, and his gloves and turtleneck match precisely. In Rio, of all
places. And they're not black.
Reynolds you're talking about, or like, Lee Van Cleef, that fellow?
Yeah,
is that
the way it's, yeah, the guy who looked like Burt Reynolds.
Or Lee Van Cleef. He was sort of like similar. A combo.
Yeah, he was. You're right.
He's like Lee Van Reynolds.
He had a brown turtleneck and brown matching gloves.
Yeah.
It's brown trouser time.
It was strange until you realize later he's trying to hide his mutated nature. But at first you're like, the fuck?
It's funny. It's funny because there's one guy that switches. A lot of people in this film switch back and forth between good guys and bad guys. The only people that anybody, you know, steady are good guys are Caliban and Celine. Everyone else keeps switching sides. Like the young guy gets kidnapped with them, you know, who, spoiler, turns out to be Humanon when they take his mask off.
Yeah, that was him. Okay, because I wasn't sure if that was the same dude or a dude from the other movie that I didn't
know. They're walking, and all of a sudden, he gets beat up, so Kaiman goes to offer him some help, and then he turns to a bad guy all of a sudden.
Okay. I was confused at the very end. I was like, wait, who that dude?
That's where I lost that. Where you say that you finally understood when we got to the lair, that's where I lost the thread.
The word understood might be too powerful.
You know, it's
and
fun.
Then I was just enjoying the action.
Yeah.
Would comprehended be a better word?
No, it's more like sort of kinda is a better descriptor.
You got the gist?
The gist. At that point. Yeah, again, I don't think Kalimann was wearing underwear.
No.
Oh, we saw the outline.
I think he had some sort of jock on.
It was real in the 70s. You didn't need underwear.
I know, right? Well, they were like, wait, you can't wear underwear under this, so.
Well, it was a combination of having Nocitol and very unflattering pants.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he trusted a fart in those pants ever?
I wouldn't.
Because if he had an ass, it could have compensated for the looseness in the front.
Yeah.
I think about this a lot.
You have a Canadian actor, right? And you send him to Egypt for the first movie in white pants and no underwear. Then you send him to Rio in white pants and no underwear.
I mean, he would wash the pants.
He's used to eating, like, having, like, Caesars and, and like, Tim Hortons.
Freddy.
Good poutine in Egypt, do you think?
I don't know. Probably now.
I would also like to applaud the lead actor, Jeff Cooper of TV's Dallas.
Yeah.
As Kaiman.
It's not his voice, though.
No, not his voice.
It's not his voice?
Uh-uh. No, they dubbed him.
Because I was going to say that Canadian white boy seems to have a nice...
He has
some good Spanish on him.
So,
they dubbed his voice.
I also liked his shaved chest until it got to the point.
It was he had a total straight edge.
It was
on the top part.
Mid titty. It was like a fur shaved. Yeah.
It was meticulous.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun making fun of these things.
Yeah. So if you get like I've become obsessed.
Heroes have an emblem on their chest.
Yeah.
Well, his emblem is on his forehead, on his mask.
That's right. He has the K on his and he has his turban on through almost the entire film. There's only like one scene without it.
He's like the Mandalorian that way.
Yeah.
So, did your guys' copy look like this?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we probably.
Yeah,
have
the same one.
I like the fact that the cover is like a Arabian castles and you know,
yeah,
sheiks, and they're not in the movie at all.
No.
Yeah, I feel like all that stuff on the cover is just like references to stuff from the first movie or the comic.
Well, if you look on the back too, he's riding a horse.
Yeah, that scene's not in there either.
Riding a horse. Yeah.
No, he walks on a beach. He rides in a car. Yeah. He walks through the forest and finds water from.
A tree.
It's a tree.
Didn't you feel also like that mansion looked like Burt Reynolds' mansion from Boogie Nights?
Well, I think it was.
The mansion from
you think it was the same
the tree.
One?
Speaking of water from the tree and Boogie Nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a very unintentionally fallacious look to that scene.
Fallacious.
Andy posted it online. We took a video of it.
Jeff Cooper's looking in the mirror going, "You're a big star, Jeff Cooper."
You're the whitest Egyptian man that ever went to Rio and started a Mexican superhero movie.
Okay, like Amy Broth, is he a white person that's Egyptian?
He's from Canada.
The actor's white. Well, the character
is white, but the character is Egyptian.
The character is, I think the story, the original origin story is he's born in Mexico, right? But he's descended of pharaohs.
No, I think he's Egyptian, period.
So just shut up. They tanned him. Okay. They made him tan.
All right, then.
They threw some tan on him.
So he's just Egyptian.
It's this white actor playing an Egyptian superhero, but it's Mexican.
Or do they find him as a baby or something?
Like Moses?
Yeah, I think there might be a Moses thing in there, too.
No, it's like, you understand the first, like I said, the first few issues of the magazine where or the radio show where it would be the origin story was about Celine. You know, he finds Celine in the street and adopts him.
Yeah. And wasn't Celine supposed to be king? And then, like, they changed it later to say he was going to be the next Kalimon instead?
Yes, yeah.
So, like,
from my understanding,
it kind of evolved, like, their whole mythology.
Yeah, it's like you know, this Celine character's fine, but our real moneymaker is Kalimon.
We want to let Celine grow up into those white slacks.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give him more time to ripen.
He's going
to
inherit them.
So there was a scene. Yeah, Andy, that scene that you filmed with the dehydration and him finding the water by cutting the vine. Did you post that? Really?
Yeah, go to our Instagram or Facebook page and you can
see it. If you're 18.
Yeah.
It's a very
and don't give
lewd.
Me shit if I wasn't supposed to find that hilariously bad.
That was excessive, I feel.
Yeah.
It's stroking it.
The
boy's mouth.
Yeah, and then they're spraying it all over their faces too.
It's also the looks and the sounds they make.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's part
also,
of it.
That's also fan service.
I was pretty excited about that. I enjoyed that a lot.
I'm glad.
Don't you feel like the ADR makes things sound more erotic too? Because they have people come in, they get close on the mic, and like, so thirsty.
I only watch one that's been redubbed.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that guy's voice was dubbed.
Yeah.
But I guess it all, if I had thought about it for 5 seconds, it would have all been ADR'd.
Why would Jeff Cooper take the time to learn Spanish?
Well, I just thought maybe.
Well, he's also in Dallas, right?
Probably like ADR.
That's what I was saying. I think if I had thought about it for 5 seconds, all of that would
definitely
have made
looked like
sense.
It.
What a silly Billy movie, but fun, but not a movie to sit and watch by yourself, dead sober.
It definitely has to be shared with somebody.
It's a shared experience.
That is exactly how I watched it.
Well, you were doing it for a reason.
Dead though. Sober.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I've watched it before by myself, dead sober. So,
okay. So take that.
Well, okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
How did you find out about this movie in the first place?
Okay. So there used to be in Oklahoma, there used to be a bunch of video rental stores called Hastings. They're like movies and CDs and comics and stuff, you know. And Hastings always had like a section of Spanish movies. And they had, previously viewed movies, DVDs.
Yeah.
For some reason, one day they put all their Mexican movies, all their Spanish movies on the PVT wall for like 49 cents. So I grabbed about 10 of them, and this was one of them. And I said, hey, it's a superhero movie from Mexico. I mean, it can't be bad. So that's how I kind of discovered this whole Kalimán thing.
Had you ever seen the first film?
No, I can't even find it.
It's on YouTube, but there are no subtitles.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's a funny thing. The Horror Hound had their virtual event this weekend, and I was watching the foreign language block of movies, and I tried that new universal translator they put on the iPhone, and like I turned it on, you know, and I'm like, oh, this will be neat. I'll kind of see how this thing works and see if it'll, you know, translate for me. And somebody would spit out, you know, a whole sentence in Spanish, and then it would only catch C, and it'd be like, yes. And I was like, this is some bullshit. It didn't do anything.
I think it's probably more for text.
They use a universal translator on what's it? 40 Day Fiancé?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé, yeah.
Is it same results?
It's like one small sentence and it's back and forth. They filmed the whole typing and everything.
I watched that not that long ago, that season with Paul and Carini. I think he's probably tried to murder her a couple of times since.
He's not the little guy with no neck, is he?
Oh, Paul Carini, that's the guy who went to Colombia, I think.
Right? It was somewhere in the Amazon. I think it was Brazil.
Okay, yeah, that guy's a psycho.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
He's the guy that was like yelling at his mom in the car.
Yeah.
Fuck, mom, fuck.
His mom sent him to Brazil with a lock of her hair. Okay, yeah. Guys.
That's strange.
But yeah, they would film these scenes with them. Neither one of them spoke the other's language. Yeah. So he would type something and it would translate.
And the funny thing is the language was love.
Right.
So shouldn't they have just spoken Esperanto to each other then?
Nobody knows that, Freddy. But yeah, you would watch these entire scenes where they're trying to have a conversation. He'd be like, type, 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 hand it to her. She'd read it, type, type, type. I'm like, this is not normal.
No, he'd type it, hand it to her. She'd give him a really mean look, then type her response.
Yeah. But I only saw that one season, so I need to know the depth and breadth of his craziness, because,
Do you mind if Lewis and I speak in Italian?
Go right ahead.
We'll get a Beppo.
Oh, you can pronounce it. You know who can't pronounce Buga de Beppo? Sutton on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Three people listening to this will understand. Please email me, amy@notlp.com.
How do you pronounce it, Amy?
Sutton is like Buga de Beppo, Beba de Bop-Bop, Bibbidi Bop-Bop.
So
she's being a cunt.
You know that level of detail about that, but like, do you know what I was quoting?
Buga de Beppo?
No, and I said, is it okay if Lewis and I speak Italian?
No, I don't know.
It's The Godfather.
I've never seen
that. Godfather.
I've seen it, but it's not as good to me as Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I think you need to understand that.
You gotta see The Godfather again.
Anyway.
You mind if Lewis and I talk in Italian about how you don't know The Godfather?
I'm gonna Fredo kiss your ass.
Don't Fredo kiss me.
Put a goddamn horse head in your fucking bed.
The Godfather.
It's your bed too, Amy.
You're right. Well,
I'm sure Annie's dreams a bunch about Fredo on the floor.
No, I just keep a cup next to my nightstand.
You just drink the stuff.
Yeah, instead of water, I just drink Alfredo
That's
sauce.
Disgusting. Don't do that.
Are you eating it
hot
or is it eating you?
Also, use add mouthwash and toothpaste.
What?
He uses Alfredo sauce as mouthwash and toothpaste.
Andy.
I made something for dinner that was Alfredo adjacent, only much lighter. It was like spaghetti, lemony spaghetti with chicken. It was good.
Lemony spaghettis,
For dinner, I made bubblegum crust and spaghetti.
Bubblegum crust.
Love me some bubblegum crust. I like it out of my Skeletor toothpaste dispenser.
I think they totally could do a Kalimon for today's.
Oh, it'd be an easy. People. It would be so easy for this to come back. Everything's there. It has the formula. And now the bigger picture stuff is really great too that you don't see in the movie. I was reading like everything I can get my hands on about like he usually kills the villain in his stories. So like you don't have these villains that come back like you do with Superman and Batman.
I think it's so like there's been like 1,600 issues of the comic. Only like two villains that ever came back.
Right. Yeah. So then I like that one of them, though, is Nami Lock, which is Kalimon spelled backwards. He's basically Bizarro. Yeah. And then there's one that comes back that I and Kelly's t-shirt made me think of this, was Kelly's wearing a Tales from the Crypt t-shirt. But they have this character who's a villain in Kalimon comics who is the storyteller in their version of Tales from the Crypt.
Oh.
So when he's not fighting Kalimon, he's telling stories to kids.
You know.
You got that right. Going for you.
All right, well, I like to see if they do a new movie, I like to see how far pants technology has come.
I think they could, I think they could figure it out.
Who do we cast in these roles?
Well, I'm not very, I don't know that I have a deep bench of Mexican actors in my brain.
Well, you don't need one, apparently.
You can just get a white guy.
He's gotta be Canadian.
It's an Egyptian character that looks like a white guy.
I only know one Egyptian.
Who's the guy that played an Egyptian in X-Men Apocalypse?
I haven't seen that.
Oscar Isaac, right?
Oscar Isaac, yeah, he can do it.
Yeah.
Would they make him wear blue contacts? Because that was the thing. Like, he definitely has blue eyes and everything. Which is
someone
weird.
Someone on the NLTLP, I forgot who it was, they made a comment about how Oscar
Dustin. Gets
into, yes. I lost a comment about Timothy Chalamet's in white people's films. Then they said, well, Oscar Isaac's playing his dad in Dune.
Well, it's science fiction, so it's okay.
Touche, Justin. Touche.
Touche.
I still haven't seen the trailer for that.
Speaking of Dustin. Oh,
yeah?
Made me interested. Not, oh, really? I tried to read Dune, and I didn't give a goddamn about it.
Oh, I used to really like Dune.
I read Dune a long time
I could
time
not
ago.
Get into it. I'm, you know, I was used to LOTR.
Yeah.
And it's different, which is fine. Maybe I'll read it now. I might be able to get back into it, but I wasn't into it. But the trailer looks really good.
I'm a big fan of the David Lynch version.
I'm a big fan of Lorna Doone cookies.
Ooh,
oh my
shit.
God.
Yeah, bro.
Those are so good. Those are shortbread. They're salty and sweet.
Okay.
Where was the tie-in?
Can you buy them in stores, or can you only get them in vending machines and offices?
You could buy Lorna Doone at the store.
Yeah, we bought them before. Yeah.
They are not in the vending machine where I work.
You can order them directly from Lorna.
I do know that the vending machines at the hospital I go to, they always have it. But the Walmarts here always have Lorna Doone. They have one brand of Lorna Doone, just one, about five boxes. Usually in the area where it's like the sugar-free cookies are.
Yeah.
They put the Lorna Doone.
Because they're old people cookies. Yeah. Like when I was a kid, I wouldn't eat a Lorna Doone.
You're an idiot.
And I've it's never the official cookie of no, Arrakis, the planet.
Yeah.
I've never seen them in the wild.
Oh, Andy.
I need the Lorna Doone spice.
I've only seen them caged at vending machines.
Caged.
You ever see free-range Lorna Doones?
Free range.
Cookies are the mind killer.
I've seen things you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Put your hand in the cookie jar.
Trapped in machines off.
Put your hand in the cookie jar. What's in there, Lorna Doones?
Stick your hand in there and find out.
Yeah. I keep thinking.
Kelly, you brought up Dustin. He had birthday recently, so happy birthday, Dustin.
Happy birthday. But I was thinking of that kid from Stranger Things.
Which one?
Oh, the
so many.
One.
The curly-headed kid.
For who?
Solene.
Oh, he's kind of old for Solene.
Yeah.
Come on.
Freddy. You have one of those countdown clocks, don't you?
He's too old for Solene.
No, Solene. Well, but I he had that quality.
Mm-hmm. He has a Solene quality.
He's Solene.
Oh, Freddy made
it's not bacon.
Freddy made a roast beef joke during when we were watching this.
Oh, Freddy was on fire.
I was waiting for him to say Solene again, and I said, why do people keep choosing Eckridge Farm roast beef? And he's like, Solene.
Get it?
Yeah. How often do you hear a roast beef joke? It was so adorable.
Yeah, I make roast beef jokes every day, whether people were here to hear them or not, though.
Okay.
Well, if no one's there, does it happen?
I love roast beef.
That's your whole stand-up routine?
I used to just eat roast beef out of the bag.
So why don't they make the whole airplane out of roast beef?
Are you like Gallagher? Are you going to smash roast beef?
It's the only thing that's left.
Oh, my Christ.
Well,
we did it. Kalimon. That closes out yet another fantabulous.
It went too fast.
Month with Lewis.
It did.
It did go fast. I think it was a really like solid block, right?
Like my last poo.
Freddie Morris, it shouldn't be described as a block.
Total 90 degree angle.
Solid, good.
Yep.
It really shouldn't.
It hurt it coming out.
Did it cut you up real bad because it's a block?
You would think so.
It was a solid block.
And it did.
He's built an adobe out back out of them.
Adobe. Human excrement.
Jan Hooks.
All right, so it's R.I.P. the end of every show.
Yes! Oh, Beelzebubs.
We say hi to these folks.
We love you guys. Ernie Perez.
Hey.
Elise Combrink, who I just saw not too long ago in the background of Kelly's.
I'll see you very soon.
And your ghost.
Kelly is a naughty boy. And he needs to be spanked.
Usually the other way around, but go ahead.
Amanda Galecko. Jeremy and Cassie Burmeister. Mark Watts, who was in the Horror Hound Virtual Festival with me this weekend. We had a lot of fun.
Did you get Ernest Perez?
I did. We started with Ernie. We always start with Ernie. He's an OG.
He is an OG.
He is.
But we should say his name twice. It's so nice. Blake Heath, Bill Farner, Tree and Alex McNulty, Iona Goodwin.
Iona Greatwin.
Jeff L.
Jeffel.
Jeffel.
Yeah. Brandon and Emily, who were not on the last meetup on Thursday because they have their family meetup on
Where
Thursday.
Where are your family now?
But Emily did pop up near the end.
She did.
And that was magical.
She told her family, go fuck yourself.
We said we should combine. I was telling Brandon we should combine this with his family Zoom call, the Thursday night meetup thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
He was like, don't ever suggest that again.
No.
we came you to hell for even thinking of it.
We came to an agreement that his parents would not be on board for the dick jokes and all that.
Yeah.
So it was a non-starter. Adam Ingram, Bill Chandler, Monica Martinson, Blaine Turner, Kevin Corpy, and last, certainly not least, Alyssa Bame. Much love.
That is a list of cool people.
It is. The coolest. Oh,
real quick, I think Blaine Turner's dog had a birthday recently, too. So happy
Blaine Turner's
too.
Dog had a birthday.
Dog?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Blaine Turner's dog.
Happy birthday, Blaine Turner's
dog. I love it.
We're friends on Instagram, so he posted a picture of his dog with a birthday hat.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Moon.
Do you have a countdown for that dog, Andy?
18, yeah.
I hate you guys.
Well, really, probably only has like one or two more years.
Yeah.
Dog years. Yeah.
It's true.
And then,
that's just great. Thanks for that, you guys.
Andy's like, I can't wait to legally have sex with that dog, and I don't know how to break to him. But there's no age of majority or consent.
He's just grooming the dog.
He's just grooming that dog.
But literally, I'm brushing him.
And that's okay to do. That's legal.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Please groom your
dog all day long.
Yeah.
Don't groom your
And
dog.
Then when the dog turns 18, just slowly slip your hand under his balls.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. So
when he turns 18, I'm like, I'm not attracted to him anymore.
Oh, yeah. Then he's back looking at the puppies again.
Yeah.
So,
you're back at the pet store with your hand in your pants.
I'm
going to call the Paw Patrol if this type of talk keeps up.
The clock strikes and he turns 18. I'm like, ew, gross. Okay.
Well,
do you think when Chris Hansen comes out on To Catch a Predator, the dog edition, he's like, sit.
Does he offer you a dog biscuit?
Yeah, he offers you a dog biscuit. But instead of have a seat, he just says, sit.
Okay.
No, I was just there to warn the dogs about the sex traffickers.
Okay.
Teaching them a lesson.
Yeah.
So
did you bring with you a bowl of water? Two toys?
Got some bacon stuffed on my pants.
You just do that anyway.
I'm just going to read a few of these texts that you sent. This one says,
I want your 69. I want to feed you this bone.
I want your red rocket in my hangar.
Okay. So on that note, that will be the end of this show. Reminder that next week, it's our regular miscellaneous debris episode where we talk about news when there is some.
Anything goes, really.
We talk about whatevs. We talk about if you have an email to send to us. Remember, it's crew@notlp.com. If you want to call us and leave a voicemail.
513-666-0456. And like I said, those shows are no holds barred. They're not restrained like this show was.
Yeah. Because this one was, you know, we really.
It's a free for all.
Yeah.
That's right.
Can I give up my info?
Yes, please.
Yes.
If you want to, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/LewisFowler, LUISFOWLER. I write a few times a week for Lost Ogle, the LOSTOGLE.com. Today I wrote about a local gay bar that just opened up finally after coronavirus, and I went to their Sunday gospel brunch. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you for being an ally.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, only for you, Andy.
I'm the only one that you tolerate.
So they have a full band when they did the gospel brunch?
Oh, well, no.
Oh, bummer.
But it was two female illusionists, and they were like lip syncing and, you know, telling jokes and everything. And I got pointed out, which is fun. They said, be careful with that flannel shirt because they might mistake you for a lesbian.
Careful.
They're bringing you into the fold.
So Lost Ogle, and you know, if you have a couple extra dollars, Lost Ogle on Patreon, we really appreciate your support. So, yeah.
Yeah, boy. All right.
Well,
we'll be back in
fucking did it, bros.
Like 7 days time.
We did it.
Maybe less than that. Days. 6 days.
Yeah, or 8 or Monday. 9, depending on schedules we have.
We'll see what happens. Sometime. That's right. All right. Bye. Bye.
Frankenstein was wondering if he should go to bed when his old buddy Leatherface put on Dawn of the Dead, and Igor made the nachos in a severed human head, and they enjoy the movie with their friends. David Kessler walks the streets of London.